Today's agenda, the apostles preach at Cyprus, Paul and Barnabas at Antioch of Pisidia. Paul was stoned at Lystra. The return to Antioch in Syria. Paul separates from Barnabas and begins the second missionary journey. Paul's vision of the man of Macedonia and the imprisonment at Philippi. Acts 13:1. Now there were in the church that was there at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, who was also called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and also with Saul. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Spirit told them in their minds, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them out. So they, being filled with the Holy Spirit, went forth and departed to Seleucia. And from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their ministry. And when they had gone through the isle of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. This man was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, stood with them, seeking to turn them away and turn the deputy away from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, being filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes straight on Elymas. And he said, "O full of all subtlety and mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind and not able to see the sun for a season." And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, and being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. So when Paul and his company set loose from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John departed from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after reading the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, "You men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, you're welcome to say on." So Paul stood up and, beckoning with his hand, said, "Men and brethren, men of Israel, you that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as mere strangers in the land of Egypt, and with a high arm brought them out of it. About the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness." As you recall, they walked around and around in the wilderness and didn't get to their destination at all in that generation. "And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot." Now this was God's doing. This was God's choice to give them the land of Canaan because of the idol worshippers that lived there. The idol worshippers were punished with death, and the Israelites moved into their houses. And after that, he gave them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel, the prophet. And afterward, they desired a king. And God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, who reigned for about 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king. And to David he also gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which will fulfill all my will. Of this man's children has God, according to the promise, raised up unto Israel a Savior named Jesus. When John had first preached this before the coming of his baptism of repentance to all people, he did this in the land of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, Who do you think I am? I am not he, the Christ. But behold, there comes one after me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fears God, to you this word of salvation is sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every single Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him, just like it says. And though they found no cause to do this, they yet desired Pilate that he should be slain. They were murderers. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him up on the third day, and he was seen of many for 40 days, of them which came up from Galilee to Jerusalem, being eyewitnesses to the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, that God has fulfilled that same thing unto us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again. As it is written in the second psalm, You are my son, this day I have begotten you. And as concerning that he raised him from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. For this reason, he also said in another psalm, You shall not suffer your Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep, that is, he died. And he was laid unto his fathers in the grave, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up again the third day saw no such corruption. So be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, this gospel is preached of the forgiveness of sins, and by Jesus all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified through the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that any come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets, Behold, you despisers, wander and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no wise believe, even though someone explains it. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them again the next Sabbath. So, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and the religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together. They wanted to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes that were flocking there, they were filled with envy. And they spoke against those things which were spoken of by Paul, contradicting and even blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, the Jews. But seeing you put it away from yourselves and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, look, we're turning to the Gentiles. For God has commanded us, saying, I have set you to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation all the way to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout the entire region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coasts. So they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. And it came to pass in Iconium that when they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews and spoke, that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time after, therefore, they abode speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, part held with the Jews and part held with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews, with their rulers, to use them spitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and ran away into Lystra and Derbe, both cities in Lycaonia, and unto the region that lies round about. And there they preached the gospel, the good news of the coming kingdom. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly looking on him, perceived that he had the faith to be healed. So he said with a loud voice, stand right up on your feet. And he leaped up and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices and told everybody in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down unto us in the likeness of men. They called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul they called Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. Then the high priest of Jupiter, which was before the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people. But when the apostles Paul and Barnabas heard of this, they tore their clothes. They ran among the people, crying out, sirs, wait a minute, hold it. Why are you doing this? We are mere men just like you. And we preach unto you that which you should do, which would be to turn from these vain things to the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and everything in it, who in times past all nations went and walked after their own ways. You don't want to be like that. He left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings, barely restrained they the people that had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, threw him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he left with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the good news, the gospel, to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium, and even all the way to Antioch, confirming the souls, the lives of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord, on whom they believed. Now, after they had passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attaleia. And from there they sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they had fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed everything that God had done through them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles, and there they stayed for a long time with the disciples. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, Except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Oh, this didn't sit well with Paul and Barnabas. When therefore they had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders and talk with them about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles. This caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there arose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them, and it commanded them to keep the law of Moses. But the apostles and the elders came together for the reason to discuss this, and when they were full of disputation and sick and tired of arguing with one another, Peter rose up and said unto them, Look, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made a choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knows all the hearts of every man, bear witness with them, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did to us, and put no difference between us and the Gentiles. They purified them. God purified their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why do you tempt God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they will be. Then the entire multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. And after that they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon has declared how God at first did visit the Gentiles, to take them out of the people for his name's sake. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this I will return and rebuild again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, says the Lord, who does all this. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. For this reason my sentence is that we trouble them not, which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from the pollutions of idol worship, and from fornication, and from things that are strangled, and from drinking blood. For Moses of old time has in every city been preached to them, being read in the synagogues every single Sabbath day. Then it pleased the apostles and the elders with the whole church to send out chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren, which are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. Forasmuch as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we have no such commandment. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you, with our beloved Paul and Barnabas, men who have hazarded their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent, therefore, Judas and Silas, who shall tell you of these same things by his own mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these things, that you abstain from meats offered to idols, and to stop drinking blood, and from the things strangled, and from fornication. From which, if you keep yourselves, you shall do well. Farewell. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude of the people together, they delivered the gospel, this letter, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation of it. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. And after that they had tarried for a small space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles, notwithstanding it pleased Silas to stay there for a while. Paul and also Barnabas continued to Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." And Barnabas determined to take with him John, whose surname was Mark, but Paul thought it not good to take him with them, who had departed from them for a while from Pamphylia, and went not with them to do the work. The contention was so sharp between them that they departed one from the other. So Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, while Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren under the grace of God. And when he had gone through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches, then he came to Derbe and Lystra. And behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain woman who was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were there at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were there in those quarters. For they all knew that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were of the apostles and the elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in faith and increased in number every day.